John Toogood from SheHeart. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Sarah Marie. How are you?
Never been better. And I know we're in the second week of January, but I feel like I can still roll this. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Did you have a wonderful time over Christmas and New Year's?
I did. I got to play with SheHeart at two festivals in New Zealand. Like one in front of 20,000 people and one in front of 10,000 people. Now, I know that sounds completely insane to someone who's living in Melbourne, but yeah, that's what I did. And it was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so good to be able to do that. I've been here for 6 weeks because, as you know, we can't work over there in Melbourne, but over here it's just business as usual and it's quite bizarre, but it's amazing how quickly you get used to it. I've been like playing solo shows in front of like 200 people a night, like every night, and it's been so great. I've missed it so bad, you know?
It gives everybody else around the world hope about, you know, what we could look forward
absolutely.
To once we've tackled it all.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, yeah, hey, but our leader got onto it quick, smashed it, and then everyone got on board, and yeah, definitely good leadership, you know, I reckon.
Jacinda, what a woman.
Pretty much. She's awesome, dude. She's awesome.
I think she impresses a few Aussies.
Oh, listen, she used to go to SheHeart shows when she was at uni. So I've known her for ages. So I see her every now and then. That's the weird thing about her. It's like you sort of bump into her. It's like she's just really normal and she likes people, which is a really refreshing change from most politicians, you know?
She just likes people. I love that. Well, she has been wonderful, as have you guys. I'd say the greatest thing to come from COVID is that it inspired so many artists to get writing again, jump back into the studio, give us some new music, or cover some of our faves. And we have loved playing your version of I Got You on the M's.
Awesome. You know, that was quite a coup for us because I've been playing that song in my solo shows for about 3 or 4 years. So I actually know that song inside out. It's part of the makeup of who I am just growing up in, you know, Wellington, New Zealand, listening to that on the radio. I know it was big in Australia as well, that song, but Split Enz for us were like that band that sort of went, it doesn't matter you're from New Zealand, you can go anywhere, you know, as long as your songs are good. And they're a big inspiration pretty much to any band in New Zealand growing up. I've just been doing this show with Liam Finn, you know, Neil Finn from Crowded Houses and Split Enz son, right? And I said to him at one of the rehearsals, I said, do you reckon you'd be able to play SheHeart's version of I Got You to your dad? Just because I'd like to hear what he thought. And he goes, play it to him. He came to me 2 weeks ago and played it to me.
What?
So Neil Finn loves it apparently, so that's good. So getting asked to do a cover of that for that, you know, the True Colors compilation, it was like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. I know how to do this one. I know all the words, I don't have to learn it. And I just thought, well, let's utilize the weight of SheHeart's sound and just make the choruses humongous and get rid of all the sort of 80s keyboards and replace them with sort of Eddie Van Halen sort of licks. It's great.
Totally.
It sort of works really well.
I love it.
It works really good.
A nice, harder version. I got to ask, so when you were asked to jump on board for this, did you say, dibs, I got you, because I already love it and know it?
Totally. we got sort of asked a little bit late in the piece, and I thought, obviously, that song will be taken, because anyone in their right mind would just go straight for that song. And it just turned out that nobody had taken it. I couldn't believe it. So we were like, score, we'll have that, thanks. And yeah, what's cool was we were planning on using Adam Spark, the, you know, the guy from Birds of Tokyo, who's been a SheHeart fan for a while, since I think he saw us at the Big Day Out when he was a kid, and he always liked our band. We sort of were like, wow, that band's really cool. I wonder if he's into producing a record. When I get back to Australia, we're going straight into recording the new SheHeart album. But we were using the I Got You cover as just a way to check out how Adam works. And, man, he smashed it out of the park. It's like, it's just such a big sound, and he's such a good dude. And he's a really talented songwriter in his, you know, own right. And as you know from all the Birds of Tokyo stuff, he's a pretty talented dude.
Yeah.
But it worked better than what I thought it was going to be good, but it was way better than what I actually thought it was going to be. So, yeah.
I'm even more excited to hear this album now and excited for when I get to see you guys again, because I'm not just saying this because we're on the phone right now, but genuinely, when I think about some of my favourite gigs that I've been to, particularly in Melbourne, seeing you guys at Festival Hall in 2005 is right up there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's one of the things that I think She Had do pretty good is like the live show. We were lucky enough when we were kids, when we were first starting out, we got to support AC/DC in Wellington. Wow. And it was like, we thought we were tight until we saw that and went, oh, right. Okay, so I'm not saying that we're anywhere near as good as AC/DC Live, but I'm just saying, when you see that and you're young and you go, right, I've got to work so much harder than I actually already do. And then also when we first moved over to Australia, we toured with Midnight Oil, another amazing live act. So we were really lucky to play with all these great live bands and just went, okay, right, so that's the benchmark. We've got to try and get there, you know. So we were always determined to make sure our live shows did that same thing that they did for their audiences, which is basically just make people feel elated and totally energized, you know? So,
yeah. I'm very fortunate to have seen you guys play a couple of times, and I'm about due again. Thank you.
Well, luckily, we're actually playing two shows in Melbourne, and they're at two of my favorite venues as well, like the Corner Hotel on Thursday, the 4th of February. And then the next night in St Kilda at the ESPY, which we've got a long history with. We've played some of our very favourite, you know, Australian shows.
When you were talking about the new album that's coming, I thought that was your big news for today. But oh no, you've got two shows that are coming up here.
You're the first to know, just announced right now as it came out of my mouth. But hey, I've got to mention though, because of the ongoing COVID-y thing, it's going to be pretty restricted as far as numbers. So they're pretty limited ticks. Yeah, so first and first serve. There'll be special shows, man, because, we'll be on our way to record the new She Had record as well, so it's going to be great. And we get to play I Got You live, which we did in at those festivals in New Zealand, and it was monstrous, which was great.
Oh, this is the best news that I could possibly have in my ears today. Thank you.
Pleasure, man. We're looking forward to it. Like, any chance to play, man, seriously. It's been too long.
Oh, I know. John Toogood, thank you so much for sharing all that incredible news with us this morning. A new album on the way and two shows coming up in Melbourne. SheHad.com for more details. Much needed gigs, can I say, at the Corner and the ESPY.
Totally, man. We need some rock and roll. Yeah, after last year, we need some rock and roll. It's pretty exciting times. It's going to be good.
Long overdue. Look forward to catching up when you're back in Melbourne.
For sure, mate. Hey, have a great day, dude.